Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King. I love His will. I love His ways. I love His purpose. I love His people. The Lord is a supreme strategist. I love the way He do things. And the more I get to know Him, the more intrigued I am. The more amazed I am. He always exceeds my expectations. You know, when you trust God and have faith in His word, there's a rest that comes with it. Now, He gave us rest. See, we struggle, that we're trying to live our lives, and our lives are very important to us and precious to us, and we care about what happens to us. We care about other people. When you get saved and born again, you have the ability to eliminate sin. Is eliminated. Jesus broke all your bondages of sin, and you if you sin it after you get saved, it's, you do that by choice. And sometimes people don't have the habit system mastered yet. And that's understandable, just like a toddler would fall sometimes. But when you still have that longing love for God, and you have a love for man, you know, if you had any concern about other people's, it's enhanced when you don't have sin to contend with. You're not under sin's burden. You're not under the rule of sin anymore. It's been broken. And you have God's ability to love. And if you choose to walk in His love, then you're able to do what He does. It's all about love. The way you love God is the way you receive His word. If you have His love in you, and the more it's in you, the easier it is to receive His love. One scripture says in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, it said love believes all things. Now let's look at that a moment. Love believes all things. Now it's implied that he's talking about all things of God. Love relates to all things of God. So love can receive the things of God. Even when you don't, when you normally wouldn't process information, love can tell that it's true. And the more you love God, the more you're able to receive life from God's word. Now, God said what He said a long time ago, but I want to share this also. Deception, religious deception, when people teach things out of context, it, people look at the word with those glasses on. When people believe any report and they read it into the word of God, the love will say, when more light is available, which it is, when you study other scriptures, it'll shed more light on the false understanding. It'll shed more light on the true meaning of the word. And then you'll begin to see that, hey, something's wrong with my doctrine. My doctrine wasn't as perfect as I thought. There's holes in the message. And you'll begin to see them as you clued in by other scriptures, because your love for God detects truth. When I went to when I first went to a holiness church, holiness was called holiness because their theme was holy, be holy, do what's right. And then when things go haywire, they say God is using those situations to make you grow up, which is not scriptural. Now, the intent was to be holy. And then they were taught things the wrong way. In some part, you know, the enemy is out there too. There are tares among the wheat. false teachers creep into the church. But a healthy study of the Word of God will eliminate every false teacher that can seem good. Everything seems good from a certain point of view. But this is the theme of what I'm saying. If love believes all things of God, when you hear God's Word, you'll begin to have faith for what God said, and you'll be able to see the wrong for what it is and judge it. The lie will become judgeable to you. I said all that to say that the lie will become judgeable to you, and you'll be able to eliminate it out of your life and continue moving forward. So as you love God, love is the backbone of your salvation. Love helps you keep a grip on the covenant. Love helps you keep a grip on heaven itself. If you love God, you can't sin. If you love God, you fulfill the law. If you walk in His kind of love, you automatically fulfill the law. You won't even realize that you're fulfilling the law, because you love people, you can't lust after them. If you love a man, you can't steal from him. You have to have a leaven of hatred to cross the ungodly line. Any ungodly line, you have to have the worldly hatred, enough worldly hatred to cross the line and do sin. But see, Jesus broke that bondage for you by His blood. The blood, if you're cleansed and if you're washed in the blood and you're in agreement with the blood, see, your love causes you to stay in agreement with the blood. That's called faith. You're taking God at His word. Faith is always looking to God. And when you look to God, when you're receiving His word, you're looking to God. If the love of God is in you, then you'll become receptive to the truth of God. And when you receive the truth of God, that's what it means by if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. So if your primary intention is to serve God and do what's in His heart and know Him, your whole body will be full of light. Now, so when that's the case, you have that sincere, childlike faith, love of God. God can relate to you, and you have peace. If you have peace, you have covenant. If you have covenant, you can access the kingdom of God. It's all about love. If something happens to your love, you lose a grip on all of it. If something happens to your first love, hear me good. If your first love gets away from you, it's like a balloon. A helium balloon slipping out of a child's hand. You lost your grip on heaven. You lost your grip on life. If you're able to cross the ungodly line and work against the love of God, you can lose your grip on everything. But if you stay in the love of God, you got a firm hold on heaven. You don't have to worry about being lost, because you fulfill the law. You won't break the law. You won't cross the line. Not in your mind, not in your heart. You'll have to renew your mind, because your mind can. I have been worshiping God. I have been worshiping God from the heart, and fiery dark thoughts come to my mind while I'm worshiping God, and I didn't like it, and I was gonna, I said, I gotta stop worshiping God and fight. And then I heard a lady named Alicia. She did the same thing. She was worshiping God, and then she just stopped and said, "I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name." And then she kept worshiping God. I said, it's okay to stop worshiping God and fight when you have to. So if the enemy sent fiery dark thoughts to your mind while you're worshiping God, just stop and fight and continue to worship God. You don't want the junk He's trying to give you. You don't want the junk He's trying to put on you to control you. demons are everywhere doing stuff like that. You know, I'm thinking, should I stop worshiping God to fight? And then Alicia, Steve's wife, that was a long time ago, she just stopped and said, "I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name." And I started laughing because I knew what was happening. The enemy was throwing his fiery darts at her, and she stopped and dealt with it. Just like he did, he'll send things for you to think about that has nothing to do with worship. He'll want you to what you got to do, worries, problems, anything stupid, anything that's not of God, even sin. And you stop and fight and deal with it and keep worshiping God. And when she did that, I said, it's okay to stop and fight and worship God. See, this is a fight. You want if you didn't want what God wanted for you, and if you didn't want the life of God, Satan wouldn't have to tempt you. He wouldn't try his tactics. He tries his tactics because he's trying to reinterest you in the nasty world. You don't want the nasty world. If you wanted the nasty world, you would have stayed in it. So because you endeavored to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that meant you turned your back on the nasty world. You don't want it. So when you follow God, you can go forward and not backwards. When you do it God's way, you stand your ground. But love believes all things, and that's a blessing. You don't have to know everything, but if you have the love of God in you, and you need something out of God's word, now watch this. The Holy Spirit might give you a scripture, and you'll read it. And then, because the love of God is already in you, that love of God will rise up, and you'll receive that word. Stand on it. You'll believe it, stand on it, and act on it. And that's when it turns into faith. When you speak or act on it, that's when it's faith. And that's when you start the process of heaven. Now, your ability to have faith is very important. You don't just have faith in God. You also reject the doubt of the world, the unbelief of the world, the sin of the world. We don't just receive from God the life of God. We also reject the darkness simultaneous. It's a simultaneous operation. You receive only the love of God and you reject the lies of darkness. Easy. That's the easiest way. That's what love does. Love wants nothing to do with the world. It wants nothing to do with anti-life. It wants everything to do with the Word of God. So when you reject the darkness and the lies of the world, then you have the ability to freely choose to live according to God's word. And it's fun. You can learn anything you got to learn. You can do what you couldn't normally do. You can enjoy life. You can go forward and not backwards. Beautiful. Now, when you do choose the things of God, and you do choose to walk in His love, you enjoy peace and rest. Now, I have experienced the peace of God in a way that it just totally amazed me. And I said, I didn't know this could exist. I remember feeling the peace of God so strong that you could just touch it. I felt wrapped up in the living love of God, the peace of God. I enjoyed it. I felt like I could do anything. You know, if a man felt like he could just take off and fly, that's about how I felt. I felt light as a feather. Now, I didn't fly away, but I felt like I could. I felt strong from the inside. I felt secure. I felt like I was standing in God's presence. I felt the peace of God and the love of God so strong that it was just amazing. And I thoroughly enjoy. And I said, Lord, this is how I want my whole life to be. Wherever I go, wherever I am, I want to, just like I'm in this prayer room, I want, that's how I want it to be. And sometimes when the Lord give me revelation, it give me such a, so much hope. I know that my life is going to heal somewhere. I know that I got what I'm after. I know that I'm going to go forward. I know it. I feel it. I'm enthused about it. Because love believes all things of God. And it also believes God's word against Satan. See, sometimes people think that the things of the world is all right. But love believes what God said. See, if love believes all things, it believes the promises of God, the security of salvation in Him. It believes you can choose to love God. It has no fear of falling. It has no, it's not afraid of evil. It sees it for what it, because if you receive what God said and that's all you go by, you're safe. Think about it. If you have faith in every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, you are safe. You are in the bubble of safety. And everything around you that's opposite is in danger. And you'll see life that way. Everybody that's living a wide road life, you know they're on death row. And because you love God and you believe what God said, now you know and believe that people that don't follow Jesus Christ fully are on death row. And the reason I said fully is because a little leaven leavens the lump. You have to live. See, the kind of people that make heaven, the kind of people that will be raptured, they're the type of people that if they were in the Garden of Eden, just like Adam, they were made righteous. Adam was righteous. There was no sin in him. They wouldn't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They are rejected because love believes God. In order to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam had to come to a point that he didn't trust what God said. Love believes all things. When people get to a point that they can cross the line, they'll cross it and they'll suffer for it. And I believe that. And I know this. So when people say things that they shouldn't, and I thank God that Jesus is our high priest. And there's so much poor teaching that people are off track. And so the Lord told me, let not my people lack knowledge. He gave me a vision that said, let not my people lack knowledge. Now, I'm not one of these people that go around looking at everything's a demon. Remember, love believes all things. If Jesus said it, I believe what Jesus said. I believe what the prophet said about Jesus. I believe what the prophet said. I believe what every Holy Ghost filled person says, because love believes all things. So that means as I yield to the Lord, I become corrected. If I believe something wrong, I depend on the Lord to correct me. That's something I pray for. I say everything. I started using the confessions on the style of the way Charles Capps taught confessions, which is professing the word of God. I said it by faith and I meant it. And I had hope that it would happen. And there's a rest in it. I said, everything that's not like God got to go. And I say it firmly. I say it every day. Everything that's not like Jesus Christ got to go. I hate it. I say everything that I don't need to eat, for instance. I said, you know, I'm getting older. I'm 57 at this point. A couple of years ago, I started confessing that I crave what I need the most. I use my desire for food. I just gave it over to heaven. Your body knows it longs for nutrients that it's not getting. So I said it craves what it needs the most. So if I have a taste for something that's good for me, it's easier to eat right by doing so. You can fight with the cholesterol and fat and sweets
and sugars, all kind of things that people like. And you can get so, your body can crave the wrong thing. It can crave fried food. But what if you say, I crave what I need the most? You're going to start desiring the things that you really need to be eating. And you're going to lose your taste for things you really don't need to be eating. Because if you crave what you need the most, and you can also say, I have no taste for what's killing me. And it works. You've changed the facts. You're using your faith to help you to assist you in life. Now I don't depend on myself to do right. I depend on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me correct things that should be corrected. Because if I judge myself, I won't be judged. I'm looking for problems, just like I'm looking for answers. If the Lord showed me a problem, I'm going to fix it. If I'm not looking at something right, I can make the adjustment. And that's living in His strength. He'll help me do it. He'll bring it to my attention. Now, if I live, the more we live a holy life, the more anointable we become. It becomes wise for God when people yield to the Lord and they yield themselves and present themselves a living sacrifice. When they present themselves a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, but in other words, you're lining up with the Word of God, with the intent to do His will. And to do His justice and to do what's right. Now, you're going to bear fruit after your type. Remember, you got to bear fruit after your type, no matter how much you really want to serve God. If you got some dirty area somewhere, that'll bleed into your ministry. That'll bleed into, you know, God have to, sometimes He have to drive things out of our lives in order to anoint us, because you don't just develop in the positives. In other words, if you bear fruit after your type, you're going to bear more of what you are. The negative, the laziness, whatever it is that shouldn't be, that'll carry over into your descendants, so to speak, the people that hear you. And the more they learn to look at Jesus, the more they'll be able to snap out of the bad. And the Lord has to use us, so He anoints us on the level of our maturity, and the more we drive things out of our life, the wiser it is for God to anoint us. Remember something. When God do things by wisdom, just like He do things by love, just like He do things according to holiness. So if you're not dealing with something that you should be dealing with, it's not as wise for God to anoint you with an anointing that can really put you out there. You don't have to go make a name for yourself. Never do that. That's not the way God does business. If you have the anointing, God will cause you to do what's necessary. You don't have to have be like the people on TV to win an audience. You have to live according to God's love. And then God will take it from there. I know what I'm talking about. That's just the way that love believes all things. When we make all the corrections we got to make and receive the love of God, God will prepare us, train us, and anoint us. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. He loves us, and He'll make the difference. Love receives all things. It believes all things. So if love believes all things and you receive the love of God, you become a candidate to learn. I've seen Christians struggle so much. When you say something that's of God, you saw it when the Holy Spirit gave it to you, they struggled to receive it because they didn't set their heart. Like Rehoboam, he didn't prepare his heart that's why he wasn't established. He didn't prepare his heart to do God's will. You can't let it be by happenstance. You have to cling to the love of God. You got to want it. It's got to be like a treasure to you. Just the love of God, and everything else will fall in place. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. And you're going to enjoy the peace and the rest and the success of the God kind of love. Peter said, love like Jesus loved you. If you can love others like Jesus loved you and inspire to do that forever, you're going to leave a pattern of great works. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.